What is your relationship with light? This may not be something you think about a lot, except when the sun is blinding your eyes. What is your relationship with light? It is easy to take light for granted because light is always seems to be at our disposal with the flick of a switch throughout most of our lives. Humans have been the master of light since Thomas Edison invented the first light bulb. Light is simply a tool we can call on by burning more fossil fuel at our pleasure. Now, imagine a time before the discovery of fossil fuel and electricity, when light was a limited commodity, when light was pretty much at the mercy of the number of hours in the day, when there is natural sunlight. So no screen times, no therapeutic lamp to switch on if you suffered from seasonal affective disorder. It was a world when darkness was the norm and light was a precious gift. We were dependents and servants of light, not master. Just imagine such a time that we are not master of light, but servants. The Bible tells us that God entered into human history in the flesh in such a time when we were servants and seekers of light. John the Evangelist, whose gospel we heard from this morning, prefaced his storytelling with these words: "What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." John was not concerned about the ancestral origins of Jesus like Matthew or Luke. He began his book of good news of Christ Jesus with a prologue to describe how his community had come to understand who Jesus was, not so much as a personal savior, so that we can prioritize him for our own gain, not so much as a savior for a certain people or nation, so that they become superiors to others, but the cosmic Christ who loves and is still loving everything created in this universe, who gathers us and everything else in creation into the original singularity or elemental belonging called love, where everything else came from. The light of the world came to gather us all into the light. And Jesus is the light of all people and of the whole universe. This year's theme for the week of prayer for Christian unity is light from light for light. The theme was selected by Christians in Armenia, the first nation to declare Christianity as its official religion through the efforts of St. Gregory the Illuminator back in the year 301. The theme was inspired by the attribute of Christ, light from the light, adopted by the Nicene Creed 1700 years ago. As Christ was sent into the world with a mission of love, this light does not stop in him. We are called to shine God's light into this troubled world and to bring us into loving communion with each other and with God. This light from light we receive is for the purpose of lighting others. In our gospel reading today, the light of Christ was immediately recognized by John, who baptized Jesus in the Jordan when he witnessed the Holy Spirit descending on Jesus as a dove. He took no time to tell it as it was, to a point that some of his own followers got curious and started following Jesus, not by clicking like, but literally stalking him. And to those who stand in the posture of curiosity, Jesus asked, "What are you looking for?" A question we, as followers of Christ, continue to ask ourselves regardless how long we have been following him. How would you answer the questions, "What are you looking for today?" Maybe the questions was too profound for the curious few that followed him, his new admirers. So they simply said, "We just want to hang." That was when Jesus invited them, saying, "Come and see." In John's versions of the calling of Jesus' first followers, he did not randomly pick folks on his ways and ask them to follow me. In contrast, he invited those who stood in the posture of curiosity to come and see. Think about the posture of curiosity just for a moment. Think about the times in your life that you stood in a posture of curiosity, even now, even today. The thing is, every attention we offer to God in the posture of curiosity is an opportunity for us to come and see. Every time you come to the font to witness a baptism, every time you come to the table to receive the bread and wine in the posture of curiosity, trusting something that science would not make sense, how this bread and wine become the body, the essence of God that feeds us, that sustained us for our journey, reflecting the light of Christ in a dark and troubled world. Every time you lined up to receive holy unction, trusting that this light will fill you and will grant you the peace to endure whatever hardship you are enduring in your life, is a moment of coming and seeing God simply as God is. And our journey doesn't stop at seeing and gazing at the light and love of God. the invitations always moves to a deeper invitations from come and see to come and be. David Lost, senior pastor of Mount Olivet Lutheran Church in Minneapolis, my go-to partners of interpretation, said, "When it comes to Jesus, it doesn't stop with come and see, but always moves to the deeper invitations to come and be. Be what God has called you. Be the person the world needs. Be all you can be. Be the beloved child of God who invites others to a similarly transformative experience of relationship with Christ." The power of simply inviting others, like the first disciples did. Yesterday, at Messy Church, wow, there were like 25 of us, adults and kids. It was just amazing. It was a gathering of old and new families. Thanks to those who invite their friends. And the miracle even has multiplied before our Messy Church actually start, because someone who were invited to come also invited their friends to come. And then we have one of the most wonderful time of Messy Church here last evening. The thing is, God calls all of us. It's not really so much contingent on our response or our worthiness or our confidence in whether we could be a good follower or not. God's call itself is a miracle in the making. Barbara Brown Taylor, another very revered preacher in the Episcopal Church, said, "What we may have lost along the way is a full sense of the power of God to recruit people who have made terrible choices, to invade the most helpless life and fill them with light, to sneak up on people who are thinking about lunch, not God, and smack them upside the head with glory." How can you not like that? And she continues saying, "This is not a story about our heroic efforts to follow Jesus. This is a story about God, about God's ability not only to call us, but also to create us as people who are able to follow. Able to follow because we cannot take our eyes off the ones who called us, because he interests us more than anything else in our lives, because he seems to know what we hunger for, and because he seems to be food." Today, just like every Sunday, we gather around the Lord's table, trusting because he is food. As you come forward, as you stretch out your hands, as you taste, you also see fully the grace that God is filling you. In times when lives are not that easy to bear witness of the love of God in the world, to speak peace when we see divisions, The God who called us can be counted on to create us as people who are able to follow. Whenever and however our wills spills into the will of God, time is fulfilled immediately, and God's kingdom is at hand. Amen.